It's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse.
Yeah!
Where we go down to the courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I fell in with a bad crowd and ended up somewhere I wasn't supposed to end up and got chased by the police and got in a little bit of a physical altercation and went...
Okay, so I'm going to guess now from what you just gave me. You were younger. You were the leader of a gang, all right? You had tattoos all over your body. I can't see them, but you are in a real bad crowd. You start selling crack, and all of a sudden, a huge debt piles up, and the cops come after you. You run. You pull the gun out. The gun fell out, but somehow you ended up fist fighting a cop, and now you help protect elderly people.
Hit him with a crowbar, but otherwise pretty close.
Oh, see, I
good.
Was right.
You're going through all that. I'm like, I don't even think this makes sense, Jose, but...
Now it does.
Yeah, next time just think crowbar.
Yeah, you can have your own like show on TLC, like the courthouse psychic. People don't even have to go in for their trials.
Good
you just
idea.
Stand outside, like touch their head and be like, all right, you are guilty.
Yeah.
See you later.
That's an amazing thing you just did.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. I know, I'm impressed by you
yeah.
for once.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm here for a DUI, which I'm contesting.
And why are you contesting it?
Because I blew a, a 1 point something, and they're saying I was drunk, and I'm going to fight it.
So a 1 point something is high, man. 0.08 is the limit. How could you blow a 1 point something?
I'm not sure. I was drinking Jack Daniels.
At the house, or?
Yeah, in my car.
So between me and you, were you drunk?
No.
So how do they prove that you're innocent?
I'm not sure. We're gonna find out, though. I'm just praying. I'm going to give it all to God.
Oh, that's a good thing.
There you go.
Yeah, man, this guy and those smart decisions in his life.
I just love how criminals are always innocent. I was drinking Jack Daniels.
I blew
a 1 point something, but I wasn't drunk, officer.
I'm giving it to God now. I'm making God my new attorney. He has a retainer of my soul, yeah. But you know what? I think I'm gonna get off on this one.
Which is a really good defense.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Judge, sorry. Up to God now.
Yeah.
He's above you.
What you doing at the courthouse?
You know, just passing by. I'm going to a bunch of stuff before noon today, you know.
Busy schedule?
Very busy always, yeah.
Give me the rundown, brother. What are you doing today?
All right. I gotta go.
Pulling out a piece of paper.
I gotta go to the money tree. and then from there I gotta go to bunch of other places. Okay, hold on.
Another piece of paper you pulled out.
Yeah, I gotta call my mom, my friend Max, who lives here. He's a top scientist.
Okay.
Call my girlfriend Penelope. I call her Penelope because she uses the name Penelope, but her name's Naomi.
Oh.
I gotta get my house sold, my divorce finalized, all the people's contacts that I don't have.
So you really are the busiest man I've ever met, bro. I hope you understand. Like, what are you gonna do first? What's next?
Buy a bunch of weed.
Okay.
Wow. That's why he sounds like such a mellow, busy man.
That's the most important thing.
I was like, how are you being so chill, man? You got divorce on there. You've got buying or selling a home. You've got girlfriends and moms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, when you're finalizing a divorce and then calling your current girlfriend and then finalizing a home, you got to buy weed first.
And he's got to do it all before noon.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
what you doing at the courthouse?
I already have a concealed permit, but. Somebody broke into my car and stole my permit, so I gotta get a replacement.
Wait a minute, this is kind of ironic. So you have a gun for protection, but then somebody broke into your car and stole the thing that's allowing you to have your gun for protection.
Yes.
Let's say I'm the robber. What would you say if you saw me breaking into your car right now?
Please don't do that, man. If I was you, I'd start taking off right now, running.
And I would be like, well, dude, you don't seem like you have a gun on you. You seem so nice. Get out of here.
And I said, all right, count 1, 2, 3 if you're still here. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, see, that's the parent move. I'm going to count to 3. I don't think that works with robbers.
Well, it should.
It should?
That wouldn't even work on a kid.
Hey, 2.5, 2.75, I have a gun, maybe.
Yeah.
Please stop robbing me.
Yeah, literally.
Judging by these clips, is it just me or are criminals actually getting nicer lately?
It's a good point.
The world's a better place now.
Aww.
No, that's what you're doing at the courthouse. Funny.